Hey guys, thanks for joining us. We're here at the 10-year anniversary of the Football with the Boys podcast. We're joining in with Jay, our podfather. He's going to lead us into our discussion after the draft of the 10th year anniversary of the Football with the Boys Fantasy Football League. Jay, take it away.
All right, let's recap the draft, all right? Starting with 101, Christian McCaffrey.
I feel like it was an obvious pick.
Obvious pick, right?
All
right.
I feel like the first three picks went pretty obvious.
No, fucking not.
102, Austin Ekeler. 103, Ja'Marr Chase.
Chase should have went two.
You think Chase should have went two?
Absolutely.
So I knew that Ekeler was going two. That's why I took three, because I wanted Chase. And Dum Dum was set on he wanted the running back. He was either going to take CMC or Ekeler, whichever you didn't take. So I took three and grabbed Chase. Felt like that was a slam dunk.
Moved on to pick three.
Pick three was Chase.
Pick four. Pick four.
Let's not go over every pick.
All right. So does anyone have any thoughts on the first round? Do they think anyone jumped out off the page as an abnormal pick? I'll start off. Barkley? And I think.
Yeah, Saquon.
Yeah.
I think Barkley could have been an early pick, but I knew that Sean wanted a running back, and he wanted the strongest running back right there. His options were Saquon, Robinson, or Nick Chubb. And I think if he wanted running back, Barkley was the best choice.
I would have rather had Bijan.
I'll just defend the pick saying that he wouldn't have made it back.
No.
So if that was who you wanted, that was where you take him.
And yeah. I was going for it because I knew he's running on a contract year.
Yeah, I have no qualms with the Barkley pick right
now. And he has no... Giants have no other options to throw to.
What I thought was odd was that Cooper Kupp kind of fell to 1.9. He could have gone as high as fourth, but, I mean, for Keith's pick at 9, a slam dunk at Cooper Kupp.
Best value pick of the round?
Best value pick
of the round? I would say
you know what? Yeah, I'll give him best value pick of the round.
It's no more.
I was considering Kupp at 5.
All right. What are we going best pick round by round?
All right. Obviously, round 3 is Mark Andrews.
Okay.
Just skip over that one.
Yeah. All right. So round two, I will say that for me personally, drafting at the 10th pick in the second round, I was considering ETN, and Sean took ETN at 2.8. I know some people think that's a high pick. I think that's pretty good. I like ETN at 2.8.
I would rather have Gibbs.
You'd rather have Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yeah. I'd rather have Andrews at 2.8. Probably Higgins.
Does anybody else have a pick that they like?
Take us into your thoughts in the
second round.
The pick? Well, I saw running backs going off the board very, very quick. And I knew he was not making it back to me in the third round. And I wanted a potential three-headed monster at running back over a receiver.
22-0.
Okay.
I would rather have Bijan over Barkley.
That's round one, dipshit.
Thank you.
All right. We're talking about round two.
Anybody have any other notes on round two? I did think Patrick Mahomes fell a lot. He could have gone as early as 10th pick in the first round, and he fell all the way down to 2.9. So I thought that was really, really late.
The second round is a regular
guy. Can we interject?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair spot. I mean, I understand the ADP and the app said 1.10, but I feel like it's fair.
Would you have taken Hurts or Mahomes? If you had to pick a quarterback. You take Hurts? Okay.
Well, I'd have a stack. So
In a couple drafts or a couple mocks, I was doing them where Hurts fell to me at 2. I didn't think that was going to happen, but I was ready to take him.
Oh, I
at
see.
At 2.10?
Yeah, he probably should have went fucking Pat Mahomes and did the stack. You know, puzzles are aligning.
I personally don't like quarterback tight end that quick, but
I feel like those two picks sort of...
Unless it's Mark Andrews.
With him getting Justin Jefferson in the fourth, or them getting Justin Jefferson in the fourth, I feel like the Kelce Hurts kind of set up the rest of their draft to It just did, it's not clean, I don't think.
It's very very punting on running back.
Very, very weak at running back.
Yeah. All right, so what about a third round? I know a certain
Mark
somebody.
Andrews.
Oh, there it is. Mark there Andrews. He is.
Mark third Andrews. Round, first pick.
Jay, Mark can you Andrews. Can you speak?
Best value of the draft.
Jay, can you speak to the Mark Andrews pick?
Take us into it.
I couldn't be happier about speaking about Mark Andrews. I think round three, second overall tight end. If they're gonna pass
Austin
as much
Steel.
As if they're gonna pass as much as they say,
you could have had Gibbs.
If you said the steal of draft is an if.
So tell the league, was Mark Andrews Steel. Your guy that you wanted at the turn?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So Jay was telling us weeks in advance that he had some guy at the turn that he wanted to.
Lamar Jackson.
A couple of us thought it was T. Higgins, which he said it wasn't, but he actually got T. Higgins at 212.
I wanted Higgins and Andrews at the turn, absolutely.
Nailed it then.
Oh. So you got exactly what you wanted. 1, 2, 3, bang, bang.
Aren't you high on Gibbs though?
If Higgins would have went sooner, then I would have took Gibbs and Andrews.
I would
say Gibbs classified as a league winner?
He was. But
Joe Higgins is a league winner?
Yeah, Gibbs is a league winner.
How many league winners are there?
Is Higgins a league winner?
Infinite.
Higgins is
one. You just said there was three.
No.
How many people
Higgins
are
or Gibbs is a league winner.
I feel like I have 16 league winners.
No, you don't. You don't.
Good job.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Nailed it.
It's good value.
That's the best card.
Yeah. My questions in round three are Ken Walker at 3-6 and... I feel like the Najee Harris at 3-9 fell. I'm not a big Najee Harris, whatever that desert's
Mr.
called.
Mr. Harris.
I feel like the Najee Harris was a good value there, but I'm just not sold on Najee Harris.
I like the Kenneth Walker. I feel like
he's a
good pick in the third round.
I don't consider they just drafted Zach...
Charbonnet.
Yeah, was it round two, round three?
Yeah, round two.
Yeah.
Any other qualms with round three?
Debo.
Judy was Judy with the injury.
Debo and Judy in round three. Nah.
Debo could
Judy with that injury. They're talking about Judy potentially missing 3 to 4 weeks.
I will say for the Debo thing, I think that. I think Brandon Ayuk outperforms Debo Samuel this year.
Maybe.
So I don't care for the Debo Samuel pick at three.
I like the Breece Hall pick.
Breece Hall, yeah, I like it.
I like Keenan Allen.
That is a good pick.
Yeah, Keenan Allen's a good one.
Keenan Allen's good. Breece Hall is... I like Breece Hall as long as... Dalvin Cook doesn't cut too much into him.
But that's the thing. There's Dalvin Cook, there's Breece Hall, there's Michael Carter-Williams.
I mean, Breece Hall is the standalone number one there. Dalvin Cook has to earn his chops there, but I think Dalvin Cook has a substantial shot at earning at least split carries with Breece Hall.
Season long, I'd rather have Breece Hall.
You think season long, you'd rather have Breece Hall?
Yeah.
I think
absolutely.
After like week six or so, I'm at this point, I'd rather have Dalvin Cook than Breece Hall for the later part of the season.
I think it's reversed.
Tampa Bay.
Reversed?
Dalvin Cook at the beginning, Breece Hall at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first time I saw that. I was like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, if Breece Hall is your pick, if that's the worst you can do, I mean, you can't beat Mark Andrews. Agreed. I agree with half of 1 yard to go, or 1 yard short, whatever the fuck their name was. All right, let's start off round four. So who loves the Chris Godwin?
I mean,
Tampa Bay start.
No.
Let me shit the bed right here. I mean, before Lloyd already did.
I thought you shit the bed when you picked CMC.
No.
Fucking Christ.
You take Godwin and Evans and Rashad White?
Nah.
We didn't get the round six or five yet. We're still in round four.
I mean, Might as well take Baker too.
All right, so solely as a round four pick, how do you feel about Chris Godwin?
I'd rather have Evans.
Yeah, you'd rather have Evans.
Me too.
Yes.
Evans is a consistent 1,000-yard receiver every year of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a wrong answer?
I mean, to have both, yeah, I would say so.
Look, that's not the question, though.
Who's going on the ball?
Right.
Baker Mayfield.
Either way.
Baker.
Both are good. Both are proven commodities.
You got Godwin, Judy, and Evans.
So now you're just dissecting the team.
Yeah, we're talking about the round.
Let's not go round by round.
So how do you the Chris Split. Godwin pick alone at four? How do you like that?
It might be a little early.
Yeah.
But we're gonna say that about a lot of guys.
Probably, yeah.
See, my opinions on Godwin are
Justin
okay.
Jefferson.
the receiver picked right after Godwin was Amari Cooper. So that alone. I'm fine
I'd rather
with
have
the
Cooper.
Godwin pick.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm perfectly fine with the Godwin pick.
Honestly, I'd rather have Cooper too.
Yeah, I'd rather have
with Cooper in that offense, getting Deshaun Watson in that offense.
I'd rather have Godwin.
With a year learning the playbook and everything, is Cooper going to light the world on fire and be a top 5, top 10 receiver? No.
I'd rather have Cooper.
But Cooper is going to be top 15.
I'd rather have Cooper.
Why won't Godwin be?
I don't see it. Not with Baker Mayfield.
Deshaun Watson has proven that he might be a quarterback, but he's proven years ago, just like Baker Mayfield proven years ago.
All right,
Baker Mayfield one
so,
year.
So after the Godwin pick, are there any other surprises or really likes in the fourth round?
I like Justin Jefferson in the fourth round.
Darren Waller. I like Darren Waller.
I'm curious how Kamara works out.
Jay, do you like the Darren Waller pick? Or are you saying that because I wanted Darren Waller and I asked
him? Darren Waller's tight end three for me.
I had him at tight end three as well. I wanted him at in my fourth round, and Kevin sniped me hard.
I don't really understand the wall or kill over Waller.
I don't either. Especially Kittle is the best blocking tight end in the league, other than the rookie from the Steelers.
I had it, Kelce. Prima?
No, the rookie, Washington, Darryl Washington.
Darryl Washington. I had it personally. Kelce, Andrews, Waller, Pitts, Kittle.
You had Andrews falling too.
Third round.
Third round is a steal, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking first rounder.
So how do we feel about the Alvin Kamara pick?
Trash.
411. You don't like it?
No. I don't mind it, to be honest.
It's not ideal, but if it works out later in the year.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I guess his options right there were Kamara, Sanders, or Dobbins.
I just don't think he should have been going that high.
Yeah, I don't do it.
You'd rather just draft receiver right there?
Yeah, well, I was considering him on the turn for five.
I mean, he's out three games off the rip.
Yeah, right.
So you could have Sanders, you could have Dobbins.
I'd rather have Dobbins.
Connor, White. I mean, all those guys, none of those guys are missing time. Yeah.
Wait, as it relates to his team, he's already got Eckler. That's his RB2 you're talking about.
I think Eckler was a reach at two.
Well, I think maybe if...
How is Eckler a reach at two? He's going two or three in every single drive.
I would have rather had Chase.
He didn't want Chase.
Where does Eckler go? Now we're circling back to
three.
One.
So he reached one pick?
So he's a reach by one pick?
No.
I think Andrews.
I think I would have had Chase.
Yeah, but he's just hating on the Boomers.
No, he has Odell as his what?
Keeper.
Wide receiver one.
The keeper.
Case closed.
What's that happening?
Wait, that has nothing to do with Eckler.
He's got OD, and then he's got Hopkins.
You have to look at
Beckham as his wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Yeah,
you have to look at the rest of his draft.
So,
what's up? That's not the activity.
We're going round by round.
So that concludes round four. Round five.
Pick on the guys Jay doesn't like.
Are there any D Hop is fine in five. Miles Sanders. How do we feel about Miles Sanders?
That's a reach, I feel.
I think it's like average, though. He's the starting lead
he's
running
just,
back.
Yeah, he's the starting running back for the Panthers, and then they're going to lead on.
It's
what, is that Stroud?
The quarterback?
Young.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. Stroud's the Texans, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Kyle Pitts after him.
Kyle Pitts.
Is he really the fourth best?
They let Pitts London, too. That's a lot for Atlanta.
I don't like London.
I don't like it either.
I kind of did like the London pick.
I like London, too. I was considering taking London over Pitts.
I mean, the default is... I mean, they got to throw it to someone. Right?
They had to throw last year and ran it more than anybody.
Yeah, right.
Didn't Kyle Pitts also get injured last year, though?
Kyle Pitts also only had one touchdown. He still finished top 10 tight end.
I know
Kyle Pitts didn't have more regular season fantasy points than Travis Kelce.
Or Max.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Or Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
Or Mark Andrews.
I mean,
Mark Andrews is a fucking beast.
What are we talking about?
But
I don't know. So for me, with the Pitts pick, it's a boom or bust. I'd rather have him over Kittle.
What were the top three tight ends?
Kelce, Andrew, Wallace.
That's how I then agree. I think it's Pitts.
Yeah, I agree.
Is it Pitts? Kittle's not even up there?
No, he's fifth.
I think Kittle's
fifth.
Where's Goddard?
Six. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I think Goddard's probably a solid six. Who's fourth? All right, so Kelce, Andrews, Waller.
Pitts.
Yeah, I don't know. Pitts.
You know, I'm going to go Kelce, Andrews, Waller, Goddard. That's my fourth.
Maybe.
You guys are all leaving out one big name.
Kittle.
Hockenson. Somebody who was second league in targets. He's going to get a lot of targets.
We'll see.
Hockenson was up there. Legit, I'll tell you what. I was a 50-50 coin flip from Trevor Lawrence and TJ Hockenson in the fourth round.
I probably would have Hockenson.
I consider taking Hockenson.
Because I knew I didn't have a fifth round pick. And my sixth was super late. But that was only because I wanted Darren Waller at 4-10.
Yeah. But,
all right, so we're still in the fifth round. You know what pick I love in the fifth round?
Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, that's a slam. Slam dunk.
I was eyeing him up in round six the whole way.
I'm fine with that. I love
Shaq Dunk.
No, I'm not going to say Chris Olave. I'm not a dipshit.
I mean,
I love the Chris Olave pick,
James
obviously.
Connor was a good pick.
The too. Rashid White pick. 5'11".
Yeah.
What was his non-contact injury?
Because my thought process is on this one is he's going to lead that offense. Because Baker Mayfield can't throw shit. He's not going to throw to Godwin. He's not going to throw to Evans. And they're going to lead that offense through Rashid White by default.
My thing is, I would have liked it if it was on a different team. He has Godwin, Evans, and Rashad White.
I'm taking the pick at face value at fifth round. Regardless, he has Godwin. Regardless, he has Evans. I like the Rashid White pick at 5'11".
I like Montgomery better than White.
Yeah, I probably have Montgomery.
After being argued about
it. Montgomery's still that late.
I mean, when you got $3 players on the team.
Yeah, that's a right. Whole
well,
thing.
So. You know, that's for the end when it's like
I'm still
all
trying
right,
to...
So, go ahead, Jay.
I'm still trying to understand what Lloyd is fucking doing. What is he doing?
Being Lloyd.
He's going to be the shit this year.
Hey, if anyone can tell me what Lloyd is doing, please let me know.
He's only missed the playoffs once.
I feel like we have this conversation every year about Lloyd's team, and what does he do? Finishes above you.
Yeah. I mean, I have more rings than he does, so.
I mean, I got more rings than you do, so.
That's not the question.
I thought that was the question.
All right, like, whatever. I mean, you can't... If it was a better offense, okay, that's one story. But
nobody disagrees with your point in taking three Tampa Bay players in three rounds back to back to back.
Godwin and Evans?
But I feel like we need to move on to another topic.
All right, let's move on.
All right, so that wrapped up.
The steal the draft on the third round. Round five, sir.
That is a thing.
All right, that wrapped up round five here with Football with the Boys. Let's move on to round six. I like the TJ Hawk pick. I really like the TJ Hawk pick.
He should have went before Kittle.
I would agree with... I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think I would have taken TJ Hockenson before Kittle and before Pitts.
I considered it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You talked to me. You were a flip between Pitts and Hock.
Pitts over Kittle for sure.
I'm just basing it on quarterback proficiency.
I don't know that.
So I trust Kirk more than 49er insert quarterback here, and Atlanta. What?
Desmond Ridder.
I
do too. Kirk. But you also think about Hockenson's offense, and they have KJ Osborne. They have Justin Jefferson. They have the rookie they just drafted in Addison,
who went in the sixth round as well.
But I don't think they've had a tight end as good as TJ Hockenson since the attempt of Irv Smith.
The attempt, but Irv Smith couldn't sniff Hawkinson's jockstrap when he was on the Vikings.
Yeah, but he's a great player. Foreshadowing.
Irv Smith has all the potential in the world, but so did Vernon Golston.
Whatever, Irv.
Yes, they do.
Who's that?
Me.
So we're saying Kittle will pick. So we're just saying Kittle will pick for reaches.
I would rather have Pitts.
Are we talking about Hockenson versus Kittle versus Pitts?
Yeah. What's your view? Hockenson, Kittle, Pitts.
Hockenson, Pitts.
Rank Kittle. Those three.
I think. Well, I mean, just based off ADP, I think it went Hockenson, Kittle, Pitts.
Yeah, I'd rather have Hockenson.
So, like,
Kittle.
Where we got him, I think no, he was, like, 20-ish.
I thought I went Hockenson, Pitts, Kittle.
I think I would agree with that. Hockenson, Pitts, Kittle.
That's what I would draft.
Where's Goddard at in that picture?
After that.
Probably ahead of Kittle.
I agree with Tyler. Goddard over...
I'd rather Kittle. Have a Goddard because I trust the passing proficiency of the Eagles more than the 49ers.
There's just so many mouths to feed the Eagles off now.
But
who's feeding them? Jalen Hurts versus
the Niners.
Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I think you go Hurts over Purdy for sure.
Yeah, absolutely you go Hurts over Purdy. But you also go A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
And then I'd probably go over Goddard over Kittle.
So is there? So then, looking at the sixth round where Goddard was taken, do you like the Goddard pick at 6'5"? I think that's a really, really good pick.
I think so.
But then you get the third tight end of the round at Pat Freiermuth at 6'7".
Over
Evan Engram and Njoku. That's pretty much it. I guess I'm not mad at it.
It's kind of a toss-up there, I feel like.
Agreed.
I think it's a toss-up, but it could have been taken a round later. Freiermuth was not taken, I don't think, by the time 7-6 comes around.
Kittle and Pitts were just drafted early.
Any other surprises in round 6?
I wouldn't say any surprises. No.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Round seven. I like the James Cook pick.
Round of applause.
Jay's best pick, better than his Mark Andrews. Best.
I mean, come on.
I like that pick.
It's true.
Are there any Miller Lite left?
Yes.
Jay, I need a beer.
Bartender.
Round seven. We got Engram. I think Ayuk is fair. Marquise Brown, Pickman. I would have taken Dotson over Brown or Pittman.
Well, you gotta think Ayuk's fair if he's gonna ask for him.
And I was 50-50 Kirk or Ayuk, honestly.
I was hoping for Kirk.
So I think those receivers in line are fine. It was a big wide receiver run right there.
Nine pick receiver.
How do we feel about the Michael Thomas pick at 7-9?
Bust.
I do not like it.
I don't know.
Bust.
Not sure yet.
That's like the worst pick in the draft.
No.
The worst pick of the draft.
That's definitely not the worst.
Chris, you're going to go on record saying Michael Mark Thomas Andrews at 7'9", worst pick of the draft.
Y'all act like Mark Andrews ain't a good pick.
Shut the fuck up about Mark Andrews. How the, like, how, last 10 minutes.
We're talking about worst pick, and you're like,
all right, so,
acting like Mark Andrews is the worst pick.
What's
no,
the best
didn't.
Pick?
He's not Michael Carter.
We're all just fucking with you.
Yeah, you all are like pro, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you fucking like control.
But with the receivers left.
I'm not coming.
I think. I don't know.
I see at least four that I'm going to take ahead of Michael Thomas.
JSN, Gabe Davis, Smith-Schuster, and
Brandon Cooks.
What's your issue with it exactly?
What?
My personal issue?
Yeah, just why.
Just like, Mike Thomas in the last few years has shown to be unreliable. Not a player.
He's older. He's injured all the time.
Is he older? I don't even know if he's even 30.
I guess I can understand.
But I think older for a wide receiver is 28 plus.
But yeah. But don't you think with how his draft unfolded, he's got a little bit of. I mean, if you go running back there, okay, then. If you're talking going
Cooper
running back instead,
already.
But that's his wide receiver four.
Yeah.
All right. So I would say the reason I don't like the Michael Thomas pick right there, it's an okay gamble, but your RB1 is Najee Harris in round three, and you have no RB2 in the round seven.
Sure.
So I would hands down go at least David Montgomery right there.
Sure. If you're picking running back, that's all right, but. If we're talking about other wide receivers, I don't think it's, you know, the worst to...
No, I mean, if you look at the scope of his draft and with what he had, and you have this steal of the draft and Herbert sitting there still, you got to take it.
I think... Your phone died? No. I think I would have taken David Montgomery and the likes that a wide receiver like... Smith-Schuster was going to be available on the 8th round.
I'm sorry.
I think it would have been more valuable right
there.
Well,
the 8th round was his keeper, so he didn't have that option.
Okay.
But you got Herbert there for Chicago.
Okay, if the eighth round was his keeper, I wouldn't have taken Michael Thomas.
That's a steal.
That's a lottery pick for a flex.
It's not really super fair. He can't defend himself. So.
Tyler?
No.
I probably...
I mean, it makes... If you look at his draft, it doesn't... It's not completely crazy.
I'm guessing he's starting Cup, Lamb, and Pickens, so I probably would have went with a...
Yeah, but is he starting Pickens and Najee?
To be fair, I was going to say Michael Thomas.
That's true.
I don't really like Pickens in that round.
I like Pickens just fine.
We're not in that round.
Yeah, that was around...
You could have brought that up last All round.
I can't comment here.
Come on now.
Pickens was last round.
Come on, yeah.
I probably, instead of with the older receiver, I would have went with the rookie receiver that I'm banking on
overtaking.
Okay. Yes.
I'm playing in my flex or my third
wide
receiver
spot.
So like a JSN, Quentin, or a Zay Flowers, I probably would have leaned over Mike Thomas.
Hey, Quentin, Zay Flowers,
I like Zay.
As a bona fide wide receiver playing second fiddle to CD.
I'm not sure that it would be the worst pick.
No, definitely not the worst. Michael Thomas is the best.
So then after that, I like the JSN. I like the David Montgomery.
Well,
I like the Khalil Herbert for sure.
Mike?
I'd like to hear.
Which one?
Can I?
Chris. The Herbert, I defer to the team that drafted. And how y'all feel about that Khalil Herbert pick right there?
The same as me. They love it.
Yeah.
Can I interject?
No.
By all means.
It's your podcast. Like, yeah.
In my opinion,
yeah.
I feel like Sean Tyler have the best running backs in the league.
Alright.
It's on week 7.
Wait a minute. We're week 7, we're fucked.
I mean, that's week 7.
7-7-7. Oh.
Oh shit.
Damn.
Yo, if you gotta punt 1 week, you'll just
punt.
Walk
yeah, right. Fucking right. Punt it.
Take them the rest of
12, 12 and 1.
I guess the question is, who faces them week 7?
That doesn't matter.
Week 7, no running backs.
Go on,
no Dak either.
Is
damn.
No running backs. They're all on
it
bikes.
Might be.
And
might
they got
be.
Dak on week 7 too.
I think Dak's good.
All right. So that wraps up 7.
Yeah.
Khalil Herbert, we really like in 7. Let's go on to 8.
I want to make a comment real quick.
About
the
what?
The only thing I don't like is Dak and Geno back to back.
All right, well, we'll get to them. We'll get to them. Don't you worry.
Cheers.
Week 8, or round 8. Gabe Davis. Good?
I like Gabe
Davis.
Amazing.
I love that pick.
Yeah.
Juju. Garrett Wilson was a keeper. Alexander Madison was a kicker. Kicker. Yep. The Chargers wide receiver number 3.
I feel like Juju is going to be a good pick for him, but it's not going to be like a guy that you're like, damn, I'm glad I drafted Juju. He's going to be like a solid player. But he's not going to be like that dude.
I think he's gonna be week in and week out wide receiver number 1 for the Patriots by default. And just like fall into a good week here and there.
But I think
his ceiling is probably 20, but his floor is like 7.
He might get like 8 to 12 points a week.
What are we talking about? What, maybe what, 1,000 yards, 6, 7 touchdowns?
I would say probably like 4 or 5 touchdowns, yeah.
All right, so In round 8, I really like the Zay Flowers pick.
Oh, home run, in my opinion.
I think in mid rounds, GK Finesse kind of fucking nailed it.
I was going to take Zay Flowers with that pick.
Gibson. How do you feel about the Gibson over the Brian Robinson pick?
I think it's
pick?
Interesting they went back to back.
I like Gibson over Robinson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would take Robinson over Gibson.
I actually think I'm Robinson over Gibson.
Everyone else?
And that's the thing, is RB4 for me.
Yeah.
I would say Gibson's got some pop. So for Brett, it's not terrible.
And yeah.
Kind of shooting a shot with somebody who, you know, they're hoping to line him up outside. They've been saying that for like every year he's been in the league, but.
For real.
Maybe yeah, that's 3. Years. That's Bigson, right? Yeah.
Supposed to be CMC, right?
All right. So Cooks, Burks, Rice. Are we okay with those?
I don't like Rice.
Don't like Rice. Okay.
In that spot, no.
I think that's a little early.
For sure.
His next pick was his keeper.
He could have got Rice for later.
Would he have gotten Rice in 10?
He could have gotten later than that.
I mean.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that's like the Sky Moore pick
of
this year.
I'd rather have Sky Moore.
Oh, I'm just saying how like Sky Moore was a rookie.
He skyrocketed up boards and he didn't do shit.
He could come over 13.
He's a small school rookie wide receiver. He's probably gonna have to learn Andy Reid's complicated offense. He may be good. He may be right.
So how do we? Is Samaje Perine, is that all right there? A12.
I think so, but.
Obviously, you think so.
I'm probably biased, but.
Who has him?
Jay. A12. At RB3.
Are you going to flex him?
His options were Jalen Warren, AJ Dillon, Zach Charbonnet. I think that's fine with where it was at. I think I would have. Normally, I would have taken receiver there, but you already have 4 receivers, so I can see why you take running back there. And then. I think my biggest surprise of Jay's entire draft was his QB at 9-1.
So, may I interject?
Yeah.
If I'm Jay and I'm just taking an RB3, a guy I'm not going to flex or play, I'd probably take a Tank Bigsby, a Jalen Warren, or a Zach Charbonnet over a guy that Javonte Williams at some point will be healthy enough to play. In the season, and like a more upside type running back than like a Samaje.
I feel like my thoughts were Jay took a somewhat long shot lottery ticket for the Colts quarterback right there, thinking that he could play the way that he played against the Eagles third string and just come out and do some shit.
Wasn't that good?
And I think that's definitely it's your weakest position.
Different pace.
In my opinion.
I think Perine could be better than Javonte coming off the injury. And I think Richardson has a good enough upside. But I also backed it with Deshaun Watson as my QB too.
I feel like
you probably backed it with the same prototype quarterback.
Maybe.
Like the same exact dude.
Maybe.
Just on a different team.
Yes.
But I felt like at that round, Watson was a value.
Alright.
So it's kind of hard to pass up on.
Alright, so you took Richardson on 9-1. We got Beckham was a keeper. Yep. Njoku, I mean, I personally think that's just fine at tight end right there.
Mm-hmm. James, I like Njoku after
like that's a work for
I mean, obviously, if
that was my punt. I really, really wanted Darren Waller in the fourth,
Njoku, yeah.
And that got sniped. So
that's your juju. You're not going to be like, oh wow, I got Njoku, but
yeah,
probably be serviceable.
I mean,
yeah,
no. I think that's probably like 8 to 12 points.
I mean, if I would have,
yeah,
which is a middle of the road tight end. I'm fine with that.
They get you sex, you're happy.
If I would have known, I would have been able to get
30. You're like, yes.
Yeah.
If I would have known I'd be able to get Deshaun Watson, I would have took Richardson.
Well, we know that game.
So was it Jameson? It's not Jameson Williams.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Mhm. Yeah.
What?
Ball's on the Saints.
Who am I thinking of?
Jamal.
I don't like
no,
Jamal.
The quarterback, Jameson.
Winston.
Winston. That's another J Dub.
Stealing some crabs.
Wow. I mean, he's a somewhat of a long shot, but I like the long shot on the Jared Goff kind of being hotter in Detroit. Sutton, I'm okay with Sutton there. I think the entire Broncos offense is going to be better than they were last year, so I'm fine with there. I do think the biggest reach of the ninth round was Tank Bigsby.
I like Tank.
I thought Tank could have been available at 10, 11, or possibly even 12.
Yeah, he wouldn't have gotten him, though.
He definitely would have gotten him at 10. And possibly even
11. Terrible fucking
name, and
somebody peed all over the floor.
All right, well, that sucks.
That's not what we're talking about here,
appreciate
right?
that.
Pass the blame.
Jaylen Warren at 9-7 for their RB3.
I like Jaylen Warren.
I like him a lot too, but yeah. Right there seems again like Tank.
It went Tank Bigsby, Jaylen Warren, AJ Dillon's, and then Zach Charbonnet. So it was like
I'd rather have
four,
those guys above.
Four backs all in a row that at some point could possibly take over their predecessor.
I'd rather have Bigsby and Warren.
So then Kincaid.
I like Kincaid.
I don't really like it.
I don't know.
That's his only tight end?
I don't know enough about him.
It is, but my thing is he's probably more of a wide receiver than he is a tight end.
Yeah, but you still have to look at how they play the position and the history of the tight end numbers.
And it's
not good.
And the only thing,
so do you like Kincaid over Cole Kmet?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was Jimmy instead of going to quarterbacks, I probably would have tagged him with tight end.
Yeah, I don't really like the two quarterbacks for Jimmy.
Because I feel like, all right, we'll touch that next round. But like, all right, so 9-11, Adam Thielen. I like that pick. I was gonna go there with 10.
Too early, in my opinion.
I don't think it was too early. Maybe he could have taken Boyd instead of Thielen, but like if he wanted Thielen Boyd, that was bang bang. He wasn't getting either of them back at 12.
I think Boyd has more upside.
Over who?
Over Thielen.
But he got both.
But what I'm saying is,
he knew
Boyd
they
have the oldest team in the league.
The what?
Does Boyd have the oldest team?
Maybe. He might. With Thielen alone.
I think Judy and what, White are probably the youngest cats on the team, maybe Montgomery too.
That has to be the worst team. I'm sorry, but it has to be the worst team.
Alright, we'll get there at the end.
If only he took Mark Andrews.
Oh my god.
Alright, so
if only I could get Mark Andrews around 15.
So 9's good. So 10. To start off, I was a little bit surprised, but not at the same time that y'all, that Huss and Tyler took Dak Prescott, I feel like that was a pretty good value pick right there.
I feel like they were surprised they took Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I think so too.
I thought it was.
And now they're talking about potentially cutting
them. I thought it was interesting pick.
That's where we.
Until like a round later.
They didn't want to take a shot again, is what it was. They're like, fuck it, just pick somebody.
Yeah. I was fine with it. I was like, okay, all right, Dak Prescott. He's going to throw touchdowns to CD. To Cooper, to not Cooper, to Brandon Cooks.
Hey, Cooper Kupp traded to the Cowboys.
So I was not mad at that pick at all. I knew Lloyd was going Tyler Boyd. Oh, that was the timeout pick right there.
Yeah, that was the botch.
That was the botch where y'all defaulted pick Tyler Boyd, and Lloyd was texting me at like pick 9-4. He was like, I'm taking Boyd 10.
That seems early anyway.
So he got him.
I was going to take Boyd on the way back. So then, I was all on Boyd.
Then Jimmy took Aaron Rodgers after taking Justin Fields. Nah. I thought if you're going to take Aaron Rodgers, that's your QB late one. Round. Yeah. That's your QB1. You don't take another pick. You could take another QB after Aaron Rodgers, but you don't take a QB before Aaron Rodgers. I thought that was very interesting. Because, like, if you're banking, you're like, okay, I'm going Garrett Wilson, then you're just all in on the Jets. And you're just, okay, that's my QB.
Fields obviously has the upside, but Rodgers and later doesn't seems kind of dumb, in my opinion.
I feel if you're going to roll the dice on Justin Fields, you don't roll the dice again on Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, you ride it. Alan Lazard, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
That's the thing though is with Justin Fields, he's gonna be running a lot. He has an improved receiving core. Potential if he stays healthy, top 10 fantasy quarterback.
This is a stretch. But what if he's Fields and DJ Moore is comparable to Fields or to Jalen and AJ Brown?
It's not.
It might be a slight downgrade.
No, it's a major
Fields
downgrade.
Is the better runner over Hurts. But he is a far inferior passer.
I would say Hurts is probably better.
I think Justin
Fields
is a better runner.
DJ Moore is in the same.
No, he's not.
He's not
a good wide receiver, but he's not AJ Brown or Stephon Diggs.
No, he's not.
Not even close. Not even close.
Hey, he's probably not even as good as Devontae Smith.
No.
All right. So, back on round 10, Alan Lazard.
I also think Jalen Hurts had better weapons last year than Justin Fields is going to see. Like, Dallas Goedert, AJ Brown.
A mile better.
I had Mahomes and then Hurts as quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's got Mooney. He's got Claypool.
Fuck Mooney. And
Cole Kmet.
And Claypool. Fuck them both.
All right, so then Keith took Alan Lazard, who Love is throwing to him, which no one drafted.
What? No.
Bro. No, Lazard's on the Jets.
Whoa. Cut that. Cut.
He's now the wide receiver two since Corey Davis retired.
All right, fine. I like the pick better now that I realize he's on the Jets.
10, 12 million guaranteed.
Goddamn Keith picking the goddamn guy on the Packers. Fucking Love sucks. No one likes Love. No one's picking Love. All right,
my bad. I was wrong on at least one pick.
Keith, you're safe.
All right. Elijah Mitchell, totally fine with
him. I got fucking sniped there.
Cole Kmet.
By like seven picks, you got fucking sniped.
I wanted Eli as a insurance.
I mean, I think Cole Kmet as a tight end two mid round. Okay. I love the Sky Moore pick.
I was going to
take
Sky
Moore.
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman.
Boomer bust.
I have a fucking.
I'm out on Bateman.
Love hate relationship with Bateman. I think that Zay Flowers and OBJ are going to perform better than him.
I'd rather have Zay than all of those guys.
And you got Zay Jones, wide receiver three for the Jags.
At that point, I was very shallow at receiver. I thought he was the best one on the board. I consider Zay Jones. But other than him, I went for the boomer bust pick.
How do y'all feel?
I'm going to interject here.
Go for it.
I think you went too running back heavy.
Me? I did.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't even want that.
How do y'all feel about Elijah Moore?
I was just kind of trying to play 10-10? The board the way it lied.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
That's I don't like Elijah and Njoku.
I know you don't like Elijah and Njoku, but you just got to evaluate Elijah on his own.
Yeah, because that's his wide receiver 4-5.
Yeah. Could have been the Limerick Browns.
Could have been. I took Njoku as a tight end that I thought was going to be good right there. I took Elijah Moore as best wide receiver available that I thought.
I was considering Elijah Moore too, but I already had Amari Cooper.
All right, Cooper.
All right, and then we got Acne and Mostert.
Another back-to-back.
No, I'm sticking with Acne.
I was surprised.
Yep. Stick with Acne. Acne has his RB4.
Washington running backs went back-to-back. Miami running backs went back-to-back.
No one took Jeff Wilson.
I was really surprised to see Mostert go that way.
What I thought in the next round, in round 11, Dobbs went maybe a little early, but I get where you're going from because he wouldn't be there at 12-12.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about being on the turns. You kind of have to reach for value because otherwise you're not going to get it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know that Detroit tight end, so I have no input on him.
I mean, he's a rookie. He was second, third round.
I mean, if we're talking about Jameson suspended, Rahman, Laporta, Gibbs. I mean, it's not really much.
But the same, rookie tight end usually don't fare very well fantasy wise.
But who else is there to throw to? Marvin Jones.
I think the thing is,
Detroit, Amon-Ra, Jameson.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, yeah, right. Okay.
Rock right.
Jameson is suspended.
Rahman,
okay.
Multiple running backs.
Rahman, like Gibbs, Montgomery. I don't know. I like Laporta.
I mean, the offense was good last year with Adam. So.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that Jay loves drafting next to teams that draft two tight ends, so he was fine with that. And I of course took the first defense, which I probably do more often than not.
Hey,
I mean, I was perfectly fine with them. I had the Eagles/Niners in my slot 11. Then we got Gamewell, Algier. They good?
Great, man.
I like Algier, man.
I really like Algier. Obviously, because I
took him. Do you like the Gamewell over Penny pick?
I think Gamewell went early.
I think there's a fair chance Penny doesn't even make the team.
Yeah, I think Penny gets cut. Yeah.
I think Gainwell is almost guaranteed a spot and Penny's not.
Okay. Yeah. I think I like the Penny potential trade aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I like it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like Algier over Gainwell, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, real trade.
Trading too.
If they were to fucking finagle a Jonathan Taylor trade, I think that involves Penny.
He's not in this round.
Wait a minute, though. Would you do that, though?
No.
If I was the Colts and my offers are
Eagles fan.
If I was the Colts and my offers were BS, like no one's offering, I want a round one plus, and people are not even offering me a round two, and the Eagles offer me Penny and round two, I would take that.
Penny,
if I'm the Colts.
Isn't he only signed a 1-year deal?
Penny and a round two for Taylor.
Have you seen Penny?
From last year.
He's like Penny's Pizza.
He's amazing. So he's amazing. That's what you're saying.
Why are we ever training that fucking running back?
That's the best thing ever. Yeah,
so why the fuck? He should be RB1. Like, no question.
I'm
drafting him RB1 overall. All right.
He should be the number one pick. Fuck your Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah,
okay. All right. So I get what you're saying. My only interest of Penny was the potential trade. So that's where I was saying.
Yeah. I like
all right, so then we're fine with the Gamewell Algier.
No, okay? I really like the Algier pick just because Bijan obviously coming in as
a thousand yards
yep. as a rookie, and I really don't think they're gonna run him into the ground this year. Is he gonna be good for 1,100 yards? Absolutely. Bijan, not Algier,
right?
I still think with Algier, if Bijan goes down, Algier could be a 1,100-yard running back.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair. So then we got the Mooney. I'm totally fine with that Mooney pick. Hyatt. Is that the
like
first
Hyatt.
Giants wide receiver off the board?
I think it's the only one, which is unfortunate.
Is it who got him?
Is it the GK Finesse?
Isaiah Hodgins and what? Slayton are probably starting ahead of him, I would think, right?
I think I'd rather probably have Hodgins and Hyatt over Slayton.
Well, Slayton's hard every year.
But like as a wide receiver five,
I feel like Hyatt could be a guy that you're just like you get impatient with and drop.
Maybe
and
people are, but
and then week four,
people are throwing a shitload of fab at him in like week nine.
Sean, right. Are you trying to implement that Hyatt's gonna be the next goddamn Justin Jefferson? Go fuck yourself.
No. Even better. Garrett Wilson was dropped last year.
Was it?
Yes, he was dropped.
Your brother dropped him.
Yeah, he was dropped.
Damn. I mean, we got Nico Collins, DJ Chark.
I really wanted Nico Collins.
Yeah, who got Nico Collins?
I wanted him really bad. They did.
Chris and Jerry.
Yeah.
Great pick.
I had him up. I showed him. And
you ready for 12.
Yeah. Yep. And like, I even said, like, this is my next pick.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah.
Then...
Nico Collins in the flex week one.
It's not Javonte Williams. It's not Jamison Williams. It's another Jay Williams. Jamal Williams.
I don't like Jamal Williams.
He's going to be the starter for the first 3 weeks.
First 3 weeks, and he did have, what was it, 12, 14 touchdowns last year?
All right.
Kendrick Miller get picked?
Yeah.
And then
we
get to what I thought was the most interesting pick of the 11th round. Geno Smith after Dak Prescott in the 10th. So, I would like to directly ask Tyler about this one right here. What? So, in 2-3 years past, when I draft
there's a big difference, but go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If I draft two quarterbacks,
go ahead.
You harp on me.
When was the first quarterback drafted? Round what?
Last year? I drafted a quarterback round 4 and round 10.
Was it Herbert?
It was Herbert and Russell Wilson.
That's the argument.
So all I want to say is, so you go 10 and 11. I get that you went, it's a big difference between 4 and 10. But you harped on me pretty hard before I told you that my intent was the trade.
But you just harped on Jimmy very hard for going with two quarterbacks, 4 and 10.
Because he went.
That's a little different.
Because he went early.
Yeah.
And his intent isn't to trade Aaron Rodgers.
Are you sure? How do you know?
Yeah. I don't think so.
He ain't trading Aaron Rodgers.
Could be to trade Fields.
Nah, I don't think so.
So
I just
want to ask Tyler directly.
I'm going to advocate on
because Tyler's you harped on me so hard last year for drafting.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson as a second quarterback. You knew this was coming when you drafted two QBs back to back.
Yeah, I just
walk me through your process.
They got rushed.
So why do you take Dak there, and why do you take Gina there? Just walk me through it.
My thing is, if you're drafting a quarterback here in these like first four rounds,
he's pointing to the first four.
Draft one down here.
I agree.
I don't think you should draft a second quarterback.
Okay.
If you're gonna draft a guy late, I don't care. Like, if you're going to draft a tight end late, take two, take three.
Okay. So your thought is if you're taking a banger in the first four, that's it. Boom or bust. And then you're just going to pick off the waiver.
If you're taking later,
you're taking a risk, and you could take two risks. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's fair.
If you draft Jalen Hurts, are you ever going to start any other quarterback ahead of him? On not a bye?
Absolutely not.
No. That's why I drafted one quarterback. Probably the first time fucking ever.
I think this is the first time ever.
I just wanted to see your thoughts on like our situations kind of flipped.
I feel like you should draft. Sometimes you should just draft like right. You know what I mean?
I think you could make the case.
Okay, so who do you have?
You said draft.
So
like,
you were talking
like what?
Tyler, you were talking to me earlier about when I took Lamar Jackson in like the third, and then I took Russell Wilson in the what round was that?
You know what I mean?
11th, 12th, 13th.
So at that spot, right? You're thinking, okay, Dak Prescott is going to be a good quarterback.
Oh, you got the 2-1 stack.
And then you come back and you say, all right, you know what, Geno Smith, he's probably going to be pretty good.
Dak was a hippo.
That's
you,
what I thought.
You think Dak was a hiccup?
That's what I thought was going to be your answer to his question was, you fucked up, you didn't want to take back-to-back shots.
There's actually another guy that didn't even get drafted.
There's several.
Who was the
All right, so, you, so you're basically, somebody. you're two-shotting on a quarterback chance.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I think you can make the
That's
case.
Fair.
I like Geno Smith.
I don't dislike taking two quarterbacks. Honestly, almost anytime.
I just dislike taking like a position you're only starting one of, like
yeah.
a tight end
or one
quarterback.
Position.
If you're gonna take it high, I don't think you really need to
go later.
Double
like,
up.
I don't see the point in taking Kelce in the first round and taking Kmet in the 10th.
I agree.
That was a little bit different, yeah.
Yeah.
See,
like I feel like, especially since his running back situation is Dobbins and Dalvin Cook, and then Jalen Warren's is three, which Jalen Warren could pay off if something happens to Najee.
Right.
But
even if something doesn't happen to Najee was garbage last year.
But he
still
could be better.
So what you're saying is, so like if you're taking a lottery ticket on a big guy,
that's getting the rock.
That's your guy.
Dalvin Cook. Timeshare.
Alright, we got 4 minutes. I'm never gonna do grades after this.
So we're gonna hurry
Alright, 4 minutes.
Alright, speed round, go.
12th round. Pick one person that you don't like.
That you don't like?
That you don't like.
I mean, the person I do like is Burks.
In the 12th?
Christian Watson.
I mean that.
Wait. Who is Burks in the 12th?
Sean Tyler.
What?
I thought the Jacoby Myers pick was pretty.
12th.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought the Jacoby Myers pick in 12 was pretty good.
Okay. Right. I thought.
Don't like or like?
Like.
Alright, let's go
13. Alright, 13. Yeah. 13. Picks that you like.
Speed round.
Calvin Ridley.
Fuck off.
I don't really like John Metchie. I feel like Robert Woods might be ahead of John Metchie.
I take the shot on
Metchie. I like the gamble on Kareem Hunt.
Of course you do. It's your team, fucker.
You know what? I had at least four teams that told me they were going to take him before I got a chance to take him again. So I like
that. You know what? In that round, I like Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, I like Schultz. I think Schultz went later than
rookie
he should.
Rookie quarterback on that team. They're going to throw the ball a lot.
All right. 14.
There was somebody that could have
been Saints
defense. I mean, Saints defense.
I like
home run.
Osborne.
He hates me when I bet on him, but Devin Singletary.
I like Osborne.
You know how that goes.
Yep.
I like Osborne might be like a 1 or 2 week player, then Addison takes over that.
I think he may be a add or drop player throughout the season.
Tank Dell. Right. Tank Dell.
We got
might
2 minutes
for a sky off.
15th round.
Renfro is
the name that comes. He might get a trade.
I got a soft spot in my heart for Irv Smith.
Wow.
I like Chuba and Ty Chandler for Kevin.
I like Ty Chandler.
And then 12th, Reed.
Taylor, I mean.
Yes.
12th, 16th?
Yes. I mean, yeah, 12th. They were at the end. Whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 16th round, Jalen Reed.
Yeah, good pick.
Agreed. I like Jalen Reed, and I also like CEH.
Yes, I do.
Whoa.
All right, we got a minute 30.
Holy shit.
We got a minute 30 here, fellas.
That's risky.
You're
gonna I rolled the dice on Jonathan Taylor. I rolled the dice on Kareem Hunt. And I rolled the dice on Leonard Fournette. Although the last two were not as much.
Yeah, Fournette.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we have a minute left. What teams are making the playoffs?
Ryan's got the riskiest running back room in the league.
We got a second episode for that.
Okay. I was going to say, just cut this one.
Yeah, but my receivers are fine, so all
right, I'm okay with it. Let's go on to the next episode for the who makes it and who doesn't.
That's the fucking way it carries.